Cesena's most important historical building is without doubt the Malatestiana Library. In 2005, it was included in UNESCO's Memory of the World program, a significant accolade that saw the library take its place on the list of unique archive holdings and library collections with great importance for the history of humankind. The Malatestiana, as it's usually called, is the only humanistic conventual library to survive until modern times, with its original furnishings, codices, and buildings intact. For this reason, it was the first Italian monument to be granted UNESCO's sought-after recognition. Building work on the library was begun by the Franciscan friars, who had repeatedly asked the Pope for permission to build a library for the monks' use inside their monastery. Construction probably began in 1447, and only 3 years later, in 1450, documents attest that Malatesta Novello, Lord of Cesena, commissioned the project. The Malatestiana Library follows the model of the library at the San Marco Monastery in Florence, commissioned by Cosimo de' Medici and designed by Michelozzo. The architect of the Malatestiana was Matteo Nuti, a native of Fano. At Cesena, he also designed the tower and the Piazza del Popolo. As well as Nuti, exalted as Daedalus altar in the inscriptions on the library exterior, other important artists worked on this extraordinary masterpiece. Especially notable among these were Agostino Di Duccio, who was responsible for the sculptural element, and also worked on the Malatestiano temple in Rimini for Sigismondo Pandolfo Malatesta, the brother of Malatesta Novello, Cristoforo da San Giovanni in Persiceto, who sculpted the walnut portal, and Leon Battista Alberti, who, during this period, took part in the work being carried out in Rimini by Sigismondo Pandolfo, not forgetting his involvement in the Cesena monument. The library is on the first floor of the Palazzo degli Studi, the recently restored home of the so-called Grande Malatestiana. As well as hosting the Biblioteca Antica, it is the location of the modern library and a number of important library foundations and bequests. Access to the oldest part is through a corridor with various panels depicting the Malatesta dynasty and Malatesta Novello, the city of Cesena, and the construction of the library, as well as a number of reliefs and sculptures. The corridor leads to the small antechamber, separating the Aula del Nuti from the Biblioteca Piana. Here, behind protective glass, is the silver mace gifted by Pope Pius VI Braschi to his native city. Two of the Malatestiana codices are usually displayed beside this, enabling visitors to appreciate just how beautiful and precious these books are. At the entrance to the Biblioteca Antica, visitors cross a portal in local stone, magnificently decorated with sculptures attributed to Agostino Di Duccio, a Tuscan artist who also worked on the decoration inside Rimini's Malatestiano temple. The columns and tympanum exert a classical appeal and are decorated with the Malatesta crests and the elephant with the famous motto, Elephas Indus Culices non timet. The Indian elephant does not fear mosquitoes. This is a reference to the courage of the Malatesta family, who feared no enemy. The elephant became the family's symbol in the humanistic Renaissance period. At this time, it was fashionable for aristocratic courtiers to create a noble, illustrious ancestry for themselves. The Malatestas chose as their forebear Scipio Africanus, the Roman general who defeated Hannibal and his elephants. However, they chose the Indian elephant for the heraldic device, as it was considered stronger and more intelligent than the African elephants used by Hannibal on his campaigns. Strength and intelligence were two indispensable virtues for mercenary leaders like the Malatestas, as these were the qualities they chose to intimidate their adversaries. The elephant also appears in the large bas-relief above the doorway tympanum. In the center can be seen the Malatesta elephant in a laurel and oak wreath, surrounded by the family's heraldic symbols, a chessboard, fence, and four-petal rose. The walnut doorway is the only work known to be by Cristoforo da San Giovanni in Persiceto, who placed the date and his signature on the door jamb. The doors themselves are also decorated with the Malatesta heraldic symbols, with two locks in the left-hand door. In his will, Malatesta Novello left ownership of the library to the city of Cesena, stipulating it was to be looked after by the Franciscan monks, a perfect stratagem for preserving the monument. Entering the Aula del Nuti is a truly unique experience. The basilica floor plan with three naves and the central rose window illuminating the entire scene create a mystical, harmonious atmosphere. The barrel-vaulted central nave is narrower than the two pole-vaulted naves flanking it. 20 elegant white columns separate the central space from the side areas, with the 58 desks, 29 on each side, where the ancient manuscripts are kept. Every bay of the central nave is decorated with white inscriptions, creating a vivid contrast with the red terracotta floor and reminding visitors of the donor's identity. Malatesta heraldry is reflected by every element of the furnishings, on the side of the desks and the column capitals, highlighted by the dominant colors in the library. The white of the columns, the red flooring, and the green walls. These are the colors of the Malatesta coat of arms, and the three theological virtues, faith, hope, and love. The Malatesta crests can also be seen in the approximately 150 codices that Malatesta Novella commissioned or acquired during his life. The collection comes from three sources: the Franciscans, the Malatestas, and Giovanni Di Marco, Malatesta Novello's doctor from Rimini. A total of 340 codices on different subjects, reflecting the interests of a varied community. All the volumes are attached to the benches with wrought iron chains, preventing their theft. Inscriptions can also be seen in the plaster on the walls, the signatures of those who have studied in this place and wish to leave a visible sign of their presence. In 1812, the ashes of Malatesta Novello were interred beneath the rose window. So now this evocative space is known as the Libraria Domini. A vast room opens up in front of the Aula del Nuti. This was probably the monk's dormitory. It is the Biblioteca Piana, named after Pope Pius VII Chiaramonte, a native of Cesena and great connoisseur of art and culture. Here there are over 5,000 volumes collected by the Pope during his lifetime and acquired by the Italian state in 1941. The richness of the collection, which ranges from ancient manuscripts to incunabula and extremely valuable printed editions, is proof of Pius VII's wide cultural interests. He wanted to collect not only religious and theological texts, but also books covering the whole range of human knowledge. This room also contains two important series of 15th century chorals, the so-called Bessarioni and the Cesena Cathedral chorals. The Bessarioni were commissioned in the mid-15th century by Basilio Bessarioni, one of the most important and influential cardinals of the time. When he was the papal legate for the Romagna region, his intention was to donate the lovely chorals to the Franciscan monastery in Constantinople. But in 1453, the Turks conquered the city, and the monastery of Cesena was chosen as the new home for the chorals. This choice was probably dictated by the deep friendship between Cardinal Bessarioni and the Lord of Cesena, Malatesta Novello, and his wife, Violante da Montefeltro. The chorals were dispersed during the Napoleonic suppression, and only seven were saved and stored in the city library. An eighth was recently recovered at a London auction. The second series of chorals from the Cathedral of Cesena was created between 1480 and 1495. They were probably displayed to the public during the most important festivals, inspiring admiration and devotion. The most famous of the seven chorals is put on show for the feast of St. John the Baptist on the 24th of June. In fact, one of the most magnificent pages in this work contains a representation of the saint's birth. The collection in the Biblioteca Piana is completed by several curiosities, including a series of small format printed volumes. One of these is the world's smallest book, legible with the naked eye, printed in 1897, and containing a letter from Galileo Galilei to Cristina di Lorena.